In the wake of Saturday's attack in London, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is facing questions about cuts to security forces during her time as Home Secretary. But May is also calling for more cybersecurity and closer regulation of the internet.
We cannot allow this ideology the safe space it needs to breed. Yet that is precisely what the internet and the big companies that provide internet-based services provide. We need to work with allied democratic governments to reach international agreements that regulate cyberspace to prevent the spread of extremist and terrorism planning.
Well, tech companies are responding. Let's bring in our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. And Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media for Recode. Hi, Kurt.
Hi there.
Tell us more about what Theresa May said. What would internet regulation in her mind look like?
It's a good question, and it's a little bit tough to understand because a lot of what's public on the internet is already perhaps not being regulated, so to speak, by the government, but certainly being monitored and watched. So what I'm understanding from what she said is that, you know, there's an interest in really getting into people's private communications. That is, when, you know, a terrorist group is actually planning something like this using a service like a Facebook or a WhatsApp or something like that, a lot of that's done, in an encrypted setting where the government can't get its hands on it. And obviously that makes it very hard to prevent something like this from happening.
Yeah, well, Twitter and Facebook both say, that they're working hard to rid their networks of terrorist activity and support. But, I mean, how do you do this? There are, free speech and privacy issues, but also it's immense. We hear about people being hired to sit and look at stuff, but how could you ever look at everything?
It really is right now still a human challenge. So, Facebook announced, I think it was just maybe beginning of last month even, that they were going to bring on 3,000 more human moderators. So people to essentially look at material that other users on Facebook have flagged as being either inappropriate or potentially dangerous. And, it needs to be looked at. A human being is looking and saying, does this piece of content actually pose a threat? Mm-hmm. I think ideally Facebook would love to get to a point where they can do all of this automatically with technology and use, artificial intelligence to basically scan through posts and pull out keywords, pull out different photos, and really not just see one or two different things that flag something, but actually understand the context in which people are posting so they can do this automatically and kind of eliminate that human element.
Yeah. Britain's culture secretary said tech companies have to tackle extremist content in the same way they removed indecent images of children. I can remember 10 years ago doing a story on someone whose job it was to look for indecent images of children, and it is a debilitating job, but still you can't rid all of it. BuzzFeed political editor Jim Watterson monitored disinformation the night of the London attacks. He said there was less false information floating around the internet, which was a good sign. But are there questions as well? I mean, false information is one thing, but there's also good information from social media during something like an attack. Is there concern that if things get shut down, you'll miss that as well?
I think absolutely, which is why, the social networks are really using these human moderators and not just the technology at this point. Because imagine if you're sitting there and you're saying, hey, I heard an explosion, plan to avoid this area of the city. And Facebook just pulls out the words explosion and plan and all of a sudden removes your post, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there are very different contexts in which certain words are shared and disseminated on these platforms. And so that's really the challenge right now is being able to determine what is helpful versus what is harmful. And also, this whole notion around what is true and what is false can sometimes be a sticky situation, right. Which is why these networks have really avoided trying to get into it so much in the past. But obviously, they're having to step it up recently at post-election because of all the backlash.
Right. Well, we remember after the Manchester concert bombing, there were also kids who were posting false pictures of missing kids because they were trying to get clicks. They were trying to get, clicks on their website, which is, discouraging as well. Look, Apple's annual developers conference, CEO Tim Cook told Bloomberg he was working with UK law enforcement. Do we know more about that?
we don't know much. He wouldn't share much when he said that. And it's interesting, though, because if you'll remember, Apple was the kind of key player in that San Bernardino shooting a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Where the fight over the cell phones. Yeah.
Yeah. There was the plot was basically created on an iPhone, and all of these messages were on that iPhone. And, you know, should Apple basically unlock the iPhone for the government? And the company has obviously been aware of the fact that they didn't come off in a great light during that scenario. A lot of people, I think, wanted them to participate and help, especially after the fact. And so I think what Tim Cook's saying is basically, hey, we're doing everything that we can. Obviously, if these messages are encrypted, they only exist on certain devices. That's what that means, is that an encrypted message will only be on my phone and the other recipient's phone. So there's only so much they can do, but they certainly want to present the fact that they are trying to help.
Trying to do something. Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.
And we'll stay on this story.